Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of the literary critic Stephen Greenblatt, born in Boston, 1943, who was inspired by the movie Shakespeare in Love to write a book about Shakespeare for the general reader, piecing together everything known about his life and the world he lived in, and making some guesses about why he wrote what he wrote. Greenblatt said, "I wanted to throw the windows open and see what was outside the room that he was working in and what he descended to when he descended onto the street." The book came out in 2004, Will in the World. It became a bestseller, was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. Stephen Greenblatt, who said, "I am constantly struck by the strangeness of reading works that seem addressed personally and intimately to me and yet were written by people who crumbled to dust long ago." It was on this day in 1917 the Russian Revolution took place. After hundreds of thousands of Russians had died in World War I, there had been serious food shortages. Prices of goods had risen by more than 700% in just 3 years. A revolution led by Lenin, who'd been in exile in Switzerland, plotting to overthrow the Russian government, crossed the border into Russia in April of that year, for the first time in 10 years, went underground, persuaded a majority of his Bolshevik party to launch an armed takeover, which met almost no resistance on this day. In 1917, the next day, Lenin was elected chairman of the council of the new Soviet government. And it's the birthday of the writer Albert Camus, born in Mondovi, Algeria, in 1913, grew up in poverty, raised by his single mother, almost died of TB when he was in high school, moved to Paris in 1940, and began writing his novel The Stranger, about a man who kills an Arab on a beach for no apparent reason. It made him famous in France almost overnight, and went on to write other novels and plays and essays that became associated with existentialist philosophy, including The Plague and The Myth of Sisyphus. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1957 and was killed in a car accident in 1960. Here's a poem for today by David Lee Garrison, entitled Pushing Back. Dad always took us to see educational things, dams, glass factories, paper mills, the Smithsonian. He would stop the car and walk into a field to ask a farmer what he was planting, or have one of us jump out and read a historical marker out loud. We went 200 miles out of our way one time to take a guided tour of America's largest open-pit copper mine, and I remember nothing about it. But I remember the town where the miners lived, those grayish wooden houses pushing back against the mountain. Stairs to the roofed porches sagged. Here and there a gutter flopped in the wind. A girl about my age rode a tricycle on the sidewalk, pedaling barefoot with her head down, singing as she watched her thin legs pump and the concrete go by. The car windows were open and our eyes teared up from the dust in the air. My father drove slowly and said nothing." Pushing Back, a poem by David Lee Garrison, from Sweeping the Cemetery, New and Selected Poems, published by Browser Books Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.